The corridors of the Théâtre du Roi always smell like sorcery. It's a subtle scent, impossible to name by those foreign to magic, a creeping stain of iron and sage that stings the back of the tongue. It precipitates in milky droplets on the aged wood, wriggles down the throat and curdles in the lungs, turning every breath into a heavy, intoxicating thing. It's a smell that gnaws, a smell that hungers. It's the smell of home. I take an eager gulp of it as I pull Marie-Daudette d'Auvigny down the stairs and into the dressing rooms. I want to take her through quickly to bring her to the spot where Regnault is expecting us, but Marie breaks away to marvel at the racks of vibrant clothing, the intricately painted masks arrayed upon tables, and ornate prop swords bristling from a chest along the far wall. As before, she controls her expression carefully, but there is a wandering light in her eyes as she bends to pick up a feathery headdress. I bite back a groan of annoyance. "We should hurry," I prompt, taking the headdress out of her hands. "Staying too long in the dressing rooms can have scandalous connotations." "Is that so?" Marie says distractedly, releasing the headdress and turning to dip her finger into a jar of red liquid. When she raises her now crimson fingertip to the light, a single drop falls onto her pristine dress, and she frowns. "Good mothers, is this blood?" "Mulberry syrup," I say hastily, picking up the jar and setting it out of her reach. "I thought you wanted to retire soon." Marie sticks her finger into her mouth, casting a final longing glance around the room. "I suppose I did say that," she admits. "It's simply been some time since..." She breaks off. I frown. "Since?" "Since I've been able to breathe," she murmurs, so quietly that I wonder if I meant to hear it at all. I don't pry. Whatever sob story she might have, it's filled with expensive dresses and scurrying servants and goblets of crystal with golden rims. Why should I pity her pain when she weeps into pillows of the most pristine silk? After what feels like an eternity, Marie-Daudette strides back over to my side, the clack of her heels muffled on the stained carpet. "Where to now?" "Right this way," I say cheerily. I pick up a still-lit candelabra from the vanity as we go, taking the lead as we dive into the darkness. The backstage hallways of the Théâtre are unwelcoming things, the notched walls hung with ancient, abused paintings in desperate need of dusting. Cobwebs crowd every edge and corner, their stretched shapes flickering in the candlelight.